continuing to search for answers after a shooting in Ludlow forced a shelter in place.
Middletown may reverse course on legal pot being sold in town.
And the New Heights podcast rocks Fifth Third Arena.
5 on 5 and 5. It is Friday, April the 12th. Kelly, Megan, and Steven here with you, and we are all ready to start the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a good one, I feel like.
The eclipse did something to create the longest week ever.
Oh.
I think. That's my astrological scientific designation of what this week has felt like.
Or a major event in the newsroom just throws things off anyways.
Sure, sure.
But like, one of the two.
But people outside of the newsroom have agreed that it just feels like, because I think everyone was so amped up on a Monday that then every day after
it's
felt
like, okay,
really
done.
Long. Yeah. So
you hit the top of the hill on day one and it's just
tough.
Oh, that's
long way now.
It's
tough.
You know
what? Meteorological, astronomical, whatever Steven said, I agree with.
Yeah. That's, we'll go with his. He's also much more scientific than
Kelly,
I am. No. Please, by all means. I also agree with Steven and not myself. Let's talk about the forecast. Windy, colder, occasionally wet. We're kind of all used to this part of the rain, but the winds pick up today. So rain showers roll on and off through almost 9 o'clock tonight. Woof. But the weekend looks awesome. Sunshine, mid-60s, mid-70s. I cannot wait. I might lock my children outside. That's a joke. Relax. Nobody call anybody. I'm not going to really do that. But they're excited. I'm excited. I think everybody's excited to get outside. Saturday, sunshine, breezy, but high of 64. Sunshine. Sunday, 76. Let's go.
Yeah.
Pull the TV out. Finish watching the
That's
Masters.
Happening.
It'll be good.
Yep.
Oh,
it'll be a great weekend.
I love it.
All right, let's get into our headlines. 5 on 5 in 5. First up, we are going back to what was breaking news yesterday because we still are asking a lot of questions that we have not been given answers to.
Yeah, and despite multiple requests to talk with Ludlow police officials in the last 24 hours, we really have not received a direct response to what was just a massive police presence yesterday. We do know that Kentucky State Police are now investigating an officer-involved shooting. We saw a lot of police officers a little bit after 5 yesterday morning along Highway Avenue on State Route 8. And officers had several areas and streets blocked off, and they searched for vehicles. They told us, our team, our crew out there, to stay inside of our news car. That's where they were doing live hits yesterday. But right now, it is not clear what's made this an officer-involved shooting investigation. We're working to find out more on that front. But since officials have not talked with us, the best insight we do have is from police radio traffic. The first call came in at 5:09. This call came in at 8:13.
Shots fired. They just hit me with a car.
Copy. Shots fired. Just hit you with a car. Any department that can get a drone up, acknowledge.
Earlier 11, I can call ours. I don't know if they can fly in this.
91, one gunpoint, 94 River Road, gunpoint.
Copy, 94 River Road, one at gunpoint.
River Road is adjacent to Highway Avenue in Ludlow before becoming part of Route 8 west of the city. Again, one person was arrested after an hours-long police presence, but we're told there is no longer a dangerous threat. We've also been in the community since this time yesterday to get more information, so we will keep you updated. We'll give you those answers when we get them.
Next up, we're going up to Middletown. Legal recreational marijuana here in the state of Ohio is a big hot button issue as we wait for the final rules, but Middletown's making a move now. But roughly 7 years after the city banned pot sales, the city council is now reconsidering it. Right now, marijuana businesses are restricted from being within a 500-foot radius from publicly owned properties. That includes schools, public parks, places of worship. This week, city council unanimously voting to amend its definition of retail marijuana, and that would mean taking a look at the city's current zoning laws. The next motion will head to the Planning Commission, and there will be an opportunity for public comment before council makes its final decision. And we will continue to wait on what rules come out of Columbus as far as legal marijuana. Next up, a very heartbreaking story, but a little bit of justice coming along with it.
A little bit of justice, and also a mom wanting to share with parents, listen to your children, talk to your children, and you know, make sure you give them the opportunity to speak to you. A mother's belief leads to justice for 3 young victims. 51-year-old Robert Fisher of Pierce Township is heading to prison for 7 years. He was convicted of rape and other sex crimes for abuse happening as far back as the year 2000. So one of the victim's mothers tells us Fisher was using single women to get to their kids. She has this advice for parents: believe your children when they speak up.
I had to believe her, and I hope that more families will talk to their children. And if there are any more victims out there, please communicate with your parents.
Now, prosecutors believe more victims could be out there. That was also a big reason that she wanted to speak out. She wants to make sure that kids are taken care of and also that more justice is out there. So if you know someone Fisher potentially victimized, contact Pierce Township Police.
Our fourth story for 5 on 5 in 5, we are talking about guns and particularly background checks at gun shows. It's something that's going to have a lot of people on both sides really speaking.
That's right, Stephen. Thousands more firearm dealers across the U.S. will have to run background checks on buyers at gun shows or online. And the rule aims to close a loophole that has allowed tens of thousands of guns to be sold every year by unlicensed dealers who don't perform background checks. Gun safety advocates are praising this move as a positive step, while Gun Owners of America says this new rule punishes good people. The ATF says this does not infringe on the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms.
Our final story, and a good one heading into the weekend. It's been something everybody's been pumped about since it was announced, even through the rain, even through a venue change. But the New Heights podcast, they got to record in front of a sold-out crowd.
I'm so glad this went as smoothly as it sounds like it did. The lead-up and maybe the execution of plans was not super smooth, so I was a little worried, but it sounds like everyone had a really great night. Thousands of UC students and thousands of just other fans were out there for their first arena show in front of a sold-out crowd. Special guests Joe Burrow, Orlando Brown Jr. making appearances. The crowd noise when Joe Burrow walked out was...
He's popular. People tend to like him.
He also doesn't do a lot of public appearances, so this is a rare chance for fans to get to be in the same room as Joe. Some students even, they say getting out of class early. I think we call that skipping class. The live show started off.
That's what we called it back
in the
day. Yeah,
exactly.
Not now, that I skipped class ever, mom and dad.
Oh.
Never.
I'll be honest, I really didn't.
Hey, Mr.
I
was, Mrs. Albert.
I would go dressed to go out, like to the bar after class. Anyway, that's a different story for a different day. The show kicked off with the first ever Lumbaby Games, which is a competition between campus athletes, collegiate academics. Shortly after, Bengals QB Joe Burrow hit the stage, weighing in a little on the Chiefs rivalry, saying the Bengals are built to beat the Chiefs, which obviously made people very excited inside. The show kicked off with a special message from Mayor Aftab Purival, opening up the episode, addressing Travis Kelce. Calling out the mayor after the 2023 AFC Championship game, Aftab said, "Know your role, don't be a jabroni, make some noise for the New Heights show." Which we all knew there was going to be some sort of alluding to that moment. I think they did it quickly and tastefully for the moment.
Yeah, because it wasn't going to happen without some kind of
right.
mention or appearance. And,
right.
No,
here's
out.
The thing. Kelly, you can inform me of this. Is this a video? Like, you see the video too?
You can,
right?
Yes. So you can watch it on YouTube. Wednesdays at 9:30 is when the YouTube drops. The podcast version is, I think, almost identical to the... So
yeah.
Especially this one, a live one. I would probably, if you are an avid listener, go ahead and watch it on YouTube for this episode.
Because
you're going to need the context of what's happening in the crowd.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited. I'm going to go watch, even though I'm not an avid listener.
Oh, yeah.
Like, perhaps
happen in our city.
This
Why
is
not?
The moment where I start. I can't wait to watch the moment where Aftab and Travis Kelce have to see each other. I'm just like fascinated. Like,
well, he wasn't there.
It was a video
he was up on the video board above. Now, if he was there, that would have been electric.
Okay. Sorry, everyone. Should we cut that out?
Oh, no, it stays in.
Yeah.
And we are done. This is 5 on 5
Bye.
And 5. We'll see you on Monday.